What up, guys? Welcome to a new G30 podcast. It's been a minute, huh?
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's been a long time, for sure.
Do you guys know that they use our theme song on a car commercial?
Dude, I was in the car the other day. I think I was going down Rosecrans. I was in Power 106, and I heard the da-na-na-na-na-na-na, and I'm like, dude, there's no way we're getting radio play like that.
No. We would be getting some kind of royalties there, but that's what you... What you get when you use the old public domain.
Public domain.
Hey, we've missed a lot here. I know Timmy and I have filled in some gaps when Mike hasn't been around. This is our 46th episode, and things have been kind of crazy. I've had a kid. Timmy's been at school. Mike's been at school. But I think this is a good spot to kind of recap it all in a part of the season where we're all jonesing for some. Some action, controversy around the national teams. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later. Timmy, where are you at right now? We've had a break from the Galaxy for a little bit. Let me drop our little pro banner there. Yeah. Oh yeah. Run a form. How are you feeling in the break, man? After that last little bit, that was rough.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I looked at it like this. We had to sacrifice two games, and then they gave us two amazing games. So that's how I took it. But, like, you shouldn't be losing 3-0 at home, especially to Houston and Dallas. But, I mean, I guess they made it up.
Yeah, let's recap that run of form there before we go to Mike. The last four – let's see, one, two, three, four. The last five games leading into the break, right? Galaxy lost 3-1 at home against Dallas. Tied Minnesota on the road 1-1. That's great if you go there and do that. You know, the away has been on point. Come home to Houston, lose 3-0. Beat LAFC in the Open Cup 3-1. And then smack Austin at home 4-1. Though that Austin game looked like, oh, are they going to be able to do it? And then they turned it on. Mikey, you were at that Houston game. we haven't heard your thoughts in a while. I'd love to know what you're thinking kind of on this last run of up and down.
You know, over the span of the past five games, I feel like I'm coming from a very tired, and then, you know, this is just my life in general. I feel like recently I've been really tired, and I feel like that's reflected a lot upon the Galaxy. I'm just tired of just being mediocre. And away we like to play like the Galacticos, and at home we like to play like G2. So I would just I would just like to find some sort of consistency, because I feel like if you could run the clock back to this exact point last season, I'm saying the same shit.
Yeah,
people walk into the Stubs, they take their 3 points, and I hadn't been to the Stubs, or not the Stubs, to the Digs in about a year. Okay, I'm like, oh, this is fun. You know, you sent me your tickets. I'm going with our boy Darius. It's going to be a super fun time. We're playing Houston. We should beat Houston 9 times out of 10, right?
If it's not the last day of the season.
Yeah. If it's not the last day of the season, yeah. And you know what? There was just something about the atmosphere. The players didn't look necessarily all that motivated. And once they give up that first goal, it was just sort of they were dragging in their boots. And I'm not going to come from a frustrated standpoint. I'm just going to come from a I should have known better standpoint. I've gone to the Digs the last probably 5 times that I've been there, and we've lost all 5.
We know this. We know this about you.
Yeah, I have a really bad curse with going to...
go back through the shows.
Yeah. I'm sort of indifferent and impartial right now with this run of form. You know, the 4-1 against Austin was great, and the 3-1 against LAFC was fantastic, but I don't think we were ever going to lose to them given our circumstances when we play them. So, you know, I'm just very much at it is what it is situation right now with us.
So let's put those games away. So Dallas, Greg was pissed. Minnesota, we gave up a stupid goal at the end. We could have won. Greg was pissed. Houston Dynamo, everyone was pissed.
I left early. I left 5 minutes early.
Yeah, dude. I saw that. I was like, damn, I'm not even gonna say.
Then you smack LAFC, you respond, you smack Austin, you respond. Timmy, has Greg tapped into the boys, you think?
I don't know what Greg's doing, man. I've been reading a lot of stuff. I've been really in tune with the Discord lately. Shout out to the not the COG Discord, but the LA Galaxy Discord, the other one. And I've been really tapped in, and I've been kind of like absorbing about what they're kind of like saying. And it's kind of just, it's been making a lot more sense the more I read into what they're saying. They're saying that Greg's very, he's very, what's the word? He's very, he's very strict on what like he wants to do, if that makes kind of rigid. If that makes sense. What?
Rigid. He like has his plan.
He like has his plan and he doesn't plan on changing it. He's very stubborn. There you go. Yeah, that's the word. Sure. He's very stubborn. He's not going to he kept starting Cabral. I mean, God forbid he finally scored, but like I mean, after today opens on a game performance that's, like that, yeah, and in an Open Cup game.
That's the next topic, but go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know, man. It's just it's really hard to tell because like yeah, like I'm happy we won 4-1, but it's like can we consistently keep going? It's kind of, and Chicharito said this before the game, like yeah, like I'm happy we won, but like I mean, damn, like we're hit with the break, so I don't know if we're gonna. He basically implied like, damn, I hope we could keep this up after we come back from the break, man. It just sucks, he said.
I know, not necessarily what you want to hear, right? Let's talk about well, it is what you want to hear, and it isn't what you want to hear. But you know, like you want to say you want to hear like fuck yeah, but then oh I don't know if we can keep it. Kind of sketchy coming.
It's
from
it's just the reality of the situation. There's no way we're gonna be going full force ahead, you know, or full steam ahead when you know we're having a 3-week international break. And I have fucking issues with my boy Christian. You know, I imagine we're gonna touch upon that later. But I have big fucking issues with what Christian had to say about the fan base a few days ago when we played in Ohio. Ooh.
Yeah, that's we'll unpack that. I wasn't gonna bring that up, but
no, I'm gonna fucking bring it up because that's my boy. He's pit. He's upset.
He's going to Liverpool,
dude. He can go anywhere besides Chelsea. I don't really care.
So we'll come back there. Serious? We'll come back there. Okay. So Cabral and Dejan, these guys, you know, they were brought in to be the guys, right? And I have this here to talk about at this part of the show because it kind of goes into the next topic about Chicharito and kind of what's come out in the last couple of days. But Cabral looked like he wanted to play finally, paid off in the Open Cup. He scored against LAFC. That does a lot for your stock. I don't think all is forgiven, though, or it shouldn't be. We've been here before, right, with other players.
Everyone shows up in the Trafico, dude.
Yeah, he's kind. It's great to see. Let's keep it coming. But if we're talking about keeping it coming, Timmy, your boy Dejan is making a case to start, and that kind of goes into what you were saying about Greg. Right, he's very rigid. He wants to play 4-2-3-1, or 4-3-3, kind of at times. But that doesn't allow for two strikers. Your boy's sitting on the bench, and consistently he's coming on. I think he scored like 5 of the last 6 times he came off the bench, right? And the one time he didn't, the goal was called back. Yeah. What are you thinking?
I mean, he needs to start. I think everyone now, we've been saying this for months and months and months. Even before the season started, we've all been saying Dejan needs to start. The mustard needs to start.
The mustard.
Dude, he literally made history that game. I was going crazy that day. Oh, man. Twitter probably was annoyed at me because I was having myself a day, man.
Yeah.
2 goals and 2 assists, man. That bicycle's. Oh, my God, man.
The bicycle.
See, I'm literally slurring my words, dude. That shit was beautiful.
Mike, you, I know you have some thoughts on Dejan.
I mean, I've said, you know, in the time that I've been away and the time that I haven't been present for the show, at times it feels like Dejan is really the only serious player on our team. And by serious, it means like he's the only one that I genuinely see giving effort on both sides of the ball. You know, you have people like Ephra where, you know, I wouldn't consider Ephra a serious player, but he's serious in the final third and he's serious when he gets good looks. And when I had went to that Houston game, Dejan and Ephra were playing really well together. And I enjoyed watching that until we went down and then, you know, everything sort of dropped off. But I mean, once again, for me, with the whole Dejan situation and him not getting time, I just don't understand Greg's vision anymore. I think I've completely lost line of sight with what he wants to do and where he wants to take this team. Because if you're going to keep starting Cabral, which I get, that is your initial investment. And that was what you were dealt when you got to the team and you went out and you got your guy. No one wants to give up on their guy because that is a failure. But, you know, there is reasonable doubt now surrounding Greg's vision because it's either we play great or we play not as great.
Yeah, that's
so
fair.
I'm not at a point where I'm calling for any of the players' heads because, you know, at the end of the day, that is their job and they have to go out and play whatever system that they are force fed.
Sure, that's
but
true.
But I don't see the vision. And, you know, maybe whatever convoluted vision that Greg has suits Dejan more.
Yeah, maybe.
But I think it's unfair for Cabral to get thrown out there when, you know, the guy needs a break. You know, you can't play seven games and not contribute and feel great going into the eighth one. You know what I'm saying? So it's
for sure.
It's just an unfortunate situation, but I think Dejan should get some minutes. He's a serious guy.
Yeah, I think he's very serious too, and I think he's, you know, that's so let's talk about that. Last couple of days, it's come to our attention that Chicha flipped his house, and he flipped it quick. Last week, I saw a little bit of a kind of a hint that maybe he was talking to Tata, and like they were maybe thinking about bringing him into the Mexico squad. Technically, you know, it's probably, I think it's a contract year for Chicha in the sense that next year's an option. So his bread and butter is not secured by any stretch of the imagination. And you know, he's given a lot for the team. He talks up a lot about the team, but I don't blame him for moving on if that's what he wants to do at this point too. I don't feel terribly negative about that, given that, you know, magically the pieces click together and like now you have a starting striker. But what do you make of this Chicha stuff? Sad to see him go. Do you think it's better to see him go too soon than too late? Where are we on Chicharito, Timmy?
You know, I don't know. He did his thing. I will say that. But it would have been nice if he does go. It would have been nice to see him win a cup, because he has really stayed, like, he's really proven himself to really, you know, he worked on himself. He, you know, put the work in. He really wanted to go to the playoffs last year, and we just couldn't do it. I mean, there's no love lost, but like, if he goes, and like, I'm not gonna be upset either, because if that were the case, I mean, it would honestly benefit us more than, like, you know, hurting us, if I think so. I think, yeah, you could make the argument that we lose a leader, but like, we really need some like younger reinforcements, personally.
Fair enough. We have Preston Judd kind of waiting on the bench too. I mean, we've seen that, Zubac and all those guys, McBean back in the day, you know, all those guys that are waiting to like chomp at the bit that are going to be the next big one. Preston Judd is kind of sitting there waiting. We never know about that, but that
our
that
system doesn't allow for that, though. Our system doesn't allow for academy kids to come up, because we're stuck to buying the big DP players.
Correct.
If Preston Judd was great, then it'd be no problem. Cheech, buy Cheech. Thank you, Cheech. But you know, we're stubborn and shit hasn't changed. So it's like,
I mean, Preston Judd is very good. It's just a matter of like whether he will play or not.
Yeah. Exactly. But you can say the same thing for literally any top prospect in Europe.
Yeah,
they are good enough to play. So it's like, what's the bullshit with the front office and wanting to not start the kids?
For sure.
If we want to change our identity, and if we want to not be stuck to the, oh, we buy old players and we play in Carson, which is stupid enough in itself, but we're living up to that. And I don't doubt once Cheech walks out the door, it'll be another old player. And Preston Judd will fall into another Zubac situation where he will be 24 playing at the club, and it'll be Zubac too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay. Chicharito leaving. Do I have any thoughts about that? I think it is always better too early than too late. If leaving for him means he gets back into that squad, I feel comfortable with, you know, his contribution at this point. And, you know, I'd rather have it be a nice memory than a bad one. Yeah. So that's fine. And I'm comfortable with Dejan if that's what we're going to do. Yeah.
The timing is crazy.
We will see. The timing is crazy.
I mean, it's, you either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I'm good with Cheech leaving. Well, for someone that I had a very strong dislike for, and you know, you can agree with that with me, Count, where, you know, being US fans, US national team fans, you know, we're sort of predisposed, but you know, we're skeptical of, you know, Cheech, and especially what he's done around Europe and how committed, or the lack thereof, of commitment he's shown. I feel like he's come here and he's given it a majority of, you know, he's given what he could give us. And yeah, that's a lot of goals. And it was spotty at times, but there was never a doubt with Cheech if he was committed to the club or not. He always made that very aware. So I don't have a problem with Cheech leaving.
I think that's good. Yeah. Okay, so let me do this. Mike's corner. Rumors. Let me paint this picture for you. Okay, starting lineup. Bond, whatever defenders you want. Edwards.
Klinsmann.
Yeah, Klinsmann's great. Bondy. Yeah. I mean, that could be a whole other show. Mm-hmm. Klinsmann pushing Bondy for for the start. I mean, that's the nature of having two starting level goal, you know, keepers. It's a good problem to have. The defenders, hopefully Sega comes back. I'd like to see more of Eric at this point. I don't feel like the defense, I can't believe I'm saying this, I don't think the defense is the issue. It is the, for once, right? It's like the goal scoring. So you have Delgado in the middle, who currently has the most attempted passes in the league, the most successful passes in the league, like at the highest rate, he has that, line-breaking passes. Revelison in the middle, whatever. You have wingers all day, right? Costa, Granser, Cabral, take your pick, Efra. Don't Greg, oh, I don't know if you saw, I don't know if it was LA Galaxy Outsider on the Twitter. Somebody went to the premium thing and asked Greg about to the premium season ticket lunch thing.
Yeah, his name was Tony. His name was Tony Toscano, I believe.
Oh, Tony Toscano. Yeah. He asked, you know, what are you doing, Greg? Essentially what we're talking about. He's like, you know what? We're looking at investing maybe this summer, maybe later. He played at Koi, right? At a central midfielder. Sorry, I forgot. Jovalich on top. The cam, right? We've been talking about, Greg hinted maybe they're looking. Cheech is possibly leaving. DP spot. Mike, what do you think about a little-known player in Europe by the name of Dybala?
I think he's still too young, man. I think that would be very much. You know, I'm actually not too sure what Dybala's age is. Let me go ahead and give that
a look. He's like 30, I think.
Right here. No, I think he's like 28, dude. Yeah, he's 28 years old. He's 28. Okay. And you know what? I think that would be the equivalent of David Beckham coming here and playing for the Galaxy many moons ago. Maybe, and you know, Beckham, you know, his class and where he was at in his career was definitely a lot further down the line than what Paolo has maybe achieved at this age. But it would, Paolo would be giving up a lot to come play for us. I would love it. It would be our first true signing that makes sense for the position. You know, Paolo had stints before he had joined Juventus. He played a striker and he played a little bit of a center forward role, but primarily in his prime, he primarily played the 10 role, and I'm not frustrated with that. I would love to come see him do that. He's very tricky on the ball. He has a lot of great technical ability. I mean, it's on paper what you get from a South American 10, especially an Argentinian. You know, those guys have a lot of technical ability. And, you know, not too many years ago was he rumored for a move to the Premier League, but he just hasn't got it.
So I looked just now. It looks like today him and Lukaku are in like a bunch deal. Looking to move to Inter, maybe that makes more sense, I think, at this point. But
yeah, I would like a Bale.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna ask. Okay, so who? So Timmy, okay, Mike, I'm gonna pause you there. Timmy, I want to know who Timmy's asking for. Let's see who the free agents are. It's Bale's out of club. Dybala, I think his days at Juve are over. But that's neither here nor there. Timmy, anyone on your mind?
Sergio Ramos would be nice too.
We're just gonna follow the aging defenders in this city. Yeah. Hey, no, I'm just kidding. I'd take Ramos in a heartbeat. I'd take Ramos over the other one. I'd take Ramos over the other one.
Ramos or Silva.
Dude, the other one's gonna get fucking cooked. I can't wait. It's gonna be delicious.
Dude, no, he's done. Did you see the friendly? Or oh my god.
Yeah, we're talking about Chiellini, right, coming to LA for the other team, but
that was a madness. He couldn't keep up.
Yeah.
He literally couldn't anymore.
And people were like, oh, it's Di Maria. But like, Di Maria is not a spring chicken either.
Oh, that's another one I would have loved here.
Di Maria. That's my pick. I would love a Di Maria. I would like an Ozil 3 years ago. But that ship has sailed.
Yeah, dude. It's so unfortunate.
Mike,
with Bale. His case. Yeah, I definitely like a Bale. I'm not too sure who else is out of contract. I would love to monitor the Lucas situation a little bit more.
Yeah,
Modric. I would like to monitor.
Not too old, you think? I mean,
I feel like, dude, he just won a Champions League and played all 90 minutes of it too. So
yeah, that's true.
I'm not really in doubt of his ability, because the thing is, it's true. You have players like Luka, and you have these guys who, even in their prime, they weren't necessarily the most physical, or they weren't really the most stunning, but we're talking about a Ballon d'Or winner at 35 years old.
Yeah, for sure.
And a World Cup semifinalist. those players only get better with age because they have to refine all their other skills. You know, maybe Luka can't run as fast, but he can drop the ball anywhere on the pitch.
Sure. On a dime. On a dime.
So I'm really looking at those aging Madrid boys as they're looking, past the guard with the change of guard. So
I just thought of another one.
Bale or Modric for me, I think would be phenomenal.
Yep.
I just thought of another one.
Go ahead.
Isco.
Isco's out. Yeah. Isco's out.
That's someone I would love to have here.
I wonder where his future's at, because I don't think Isco's that old either. I think he had just been playing for a really long time.
I think he's
30 years old. Yeah, 30 years old.
He's kind of like would be right at the age.
Mm-hmm. To jump.
Okay. So we'll hide that there. I wasn't going to bring up the Christian thing, but let's bring up the Christian thing.
I want to hear what Mikey says.
Yeah, I know. So let me just lay it out because it's controversial. Mm-hmm. Christian said when they played, and then Mike, can I say my piece and then you say your piece?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So Christian said, we were playing a game against Morocco, right? And I think it was in Cincy. And he made a comment about there not being enough Americans in the stage in the stadium. Now, it is unclear whether or not he meant actual Americans, in which many Moroccan Americans were there, or if he meant it in a more racially charged way, and which is not out of the realm of possibility, kind of given the dude. It's kind of come out in recent years, like the dude's politics are a little all over the place. Now the U.S. soccer attendance has been an issue. A lot of people have blamed it on the fact that we constantly play in Ohio, because traditionally that's where it's been, because we don't want the people from Latin America traveling it and making it a home game. Like when we play at the Rose Bowl, it turns into like whatever other team we're playing, like the Chargers, wherever
playing
they
anywhere,
play, right?
Play 16 away games all year.
Right. Now I don't want to place value on that. I'm not saying anything other than just laying the issue out, right? Now, to counter that argument about like, oh, well, we play in like Columbus. No, who gives a fuck in Columbus? Mexico sells out their games wherever they go. So, you know, they played a game that week in Phoenix. Sure, that's closer to
Mexico. You can throw a rock and hit it from Mexico.
But like, that's neither here nor there either, because as we've seen, the Latin American teams
show up.
If you are Moroccan American or Moroccan and a Moroccan immigrant, you are going to go wherever the fuck your team plays because you never get to see them play. Right. So Christian's comments are in the mud right now, and there has been no clarification offered. But I don't, Mike, what do you think? What do you think he meant?
I don't think it came from like a racially like, oh, there's not enough of our people here. I think it's just coming from a supporter standpoint. But you know, the issue, I don't have an issue with the statement. I just have an issue with the way he came at the supporters. And the reason why I think this is an issue for Christian right now, and why he's having such a difficult time, it seems like, is because one, you're not getting that many opportunities at a club level. And you know, you're playing in front of those fans who don't necessarily claim you as their own. You're a fucking American playing for Chelsea overseas.
You're always going to be second fiddle.
You're always going to be second fiddle. And when you fuck up, you're going to feel it 10 times harder than, let's say, a Mason Mount when he fucks up, because you know, that's just the nature of the situation. But the last thing you do is take out your frustration on your national team and your people, because at the end of the day, when you're out of a fucking contract at Chelsea, you're going to be able to come back and play for the States. Those are the last people you want to turn on. Yeah, and I felt like it was just a stupid thing to say. And I feel like it came from a place of frustration and him not having many opportunities, and the one opportunity that he has that, you know, he didn't necessarily make the most out of coming back and playing in Ohio. He found the most minuscule thing to lash out on, and that's being the support. I mean, granted, we play in Ohio. I know it's hard to get to fucking Ohio. We're in California. Would I ever go to Ohio to see the U.S. men's national team play? Fuck no. If it was for the World Cup, maybe. But you don't attack your national supporters, dude. You don't attack your national fans. Those people are going to be there for you when you suck.
Yeah.
We dealt with Josie forever.
Yeah, for sure.
And did Josie ever do some bullshit like that where he called out the supporters? No. Is Josie a dick? Yes. Is Pulisic leagues ahead better than Josie? Yeah, it gives him room to talk more. But, you know, I feel like we're all here for Christian and for him to be the poster boy for us. It's in bad taste. It's like, dude, we're always going to be here to support you. We all want to see you do good in England. We all want to see you do good and play for us. So I just think maybe emotions got to his head. And
yeah, he wasn't thinking. But he's the captain.
It's the last people you turn on. You can't do that.
Yeah, he can't do that. Timmy, what are you thinking?
I think he's in his bad boy era, man. Y'all see the new haircut he rocking?
Yeah, dude.
He got them tips.
Dude, he got the blonde tips, and now he got the mullet growing. That's the man. That man's changing his origin story.
He's
changing his origin story right now, bro.
He said, did I stutter?
Dude, yeah, no. Oh, my God. I mean, God forbid, yeah, because, I mean, they beat Mexico like the whole entire last year, and then now he's like, oh yeah, he was like, he's on top of the world now. So I would too, and like, but I don't know about changing the hairstyle, but he's really living up to it. But Damn. But like, going back to the comments, I mean, I thought that was crazy. I saw a whole bunch of like tweets saying like, this isn't our fault, it's not our fault that the head of commission is like charging us like $60 for away tickets, and I don't want to spend this much money on going to Ohio just to see you guys do this and that. And I was like, wow, like it's so much deeper though to see why people aren't going. But I mean, it's familiar, like hearing this, it all just seems so familiar. So I was just like,
that's exactly what I was gonna say. It's like, we've seen this before.
Christian looks like he's an NSYNC.
Yeah, he does.
Holy.
Oh, there's a bear. All right, that's my call, boys. Any last thoughts, Mike?
Let's just play soccer, dude. Let's just play good soccer. Let's have Greg go out there, and hopefully this break allows him some time to, you know, reassess his tactics and really get the boys gelled together. Let's see Dejan. Let's see Cabral. Let's see Costa. If Cheech doesn't want to play, fuck it. Don't let Cheech play. If he wants to go next week, fuck it. I'll buy his ticket to LAX. Let's just have fun. I feel like the Galaxy has been missing the fun from their play, and the last two games have really showed us as fans what it is like for us to be having fun and have the team be playing well too. So let's have fun, let's play some good soccer, let's pick up some 3 points.
I like that. Timmy?
Yeah, just like Mikey said, let's have fun. Fucking finally we're winning games. 4-1, we haven't scored more than two goals in a hot minute, so that's always nice to feel. And I just want to say to the team on the other side, you guys can't beat us at home.
Never.
That was never a question.
Even I wasn't in doubt with that bullshit. I was like, no way, we could be losing 13 winless and we'd still beat them. Anyways.
Yeah.
All right. Mikey, where can they find you?
You can come check me out on Twitter at CFC Michael. And if you want to come check all the boys out on the podcast, we tweet regularly, probably more often than we do episodes now, but that changes. So go ahead and check us out on Twitter and Instagram at the G30 podcast.
Cool. Timmy?
Yep, you can find me on Twitter here. My ads down below. My IG is SpicyTaco18. You can keep up with us at the G30 Crew on everything. And that's it from me, y'all.
All right. I'm CountChalk786. Hit the socials. And we will see you all in very soon. Not so long again. All right. Peace.